This podcast contains adult language. DigitalDarren.com. Today is September 24th, 2014. NFL Week 4 picks and kicks. Starting out with Double R. Got Mr. MOB and Calhoun joining us a little later. What's up, Double R?
What's up, Digital Darren?
Kicking it. Just feeling good after the Falcons beat the Bucks ass.
Oh, so you had a good birthday then?
Yeah, everything turned out pretty good. I can't complain.
Yeah, they say you went down to the
H-Town.
Tell me, how was it?
Oh, yeah, man. I went down to the city of Syrup, man. Screw music and everything. I just wanted to say it was good, man. I did some of the Texas things, some of the Houston things, went to some of the iconic spots in Houston. They showed me love. I travel, you know, normally when I travel by myself. So, you know, it's always good people in every city I stop into, and Houston's no exception. They showed me love. Also, special shout-out to the Screw Shop, man. They were real nice and real kind to me, man. They show RTR Entertainment some love. So from RTR Entertainment to the Screwed Up Shop, the SUC, from one group of G's to another group of G's, salute. Nothing but love, man. Hopefully years and years of prosperity for you guys, and keep repping Screw name.
Hey, man, they show RTR love. We ain't got nothing but love for them.
You already know. I want to start. I'm going to talk to Mr. MOB and Calhoun a little bit about Goodell. Before I ask your opinion on Goodell, what were your thoughts on the Falcons game?
Oh, I loved every minute of it.
You actually at the game, right?
Yeah, I got there. I got there a little late because the parking was so screwed up at the Georgia Dome. It kind of pissed me off. But when I got there, it was first quarter, it was 28-0. When I walked in the dome, the guy told me, he said 28-0. I'm like, man, you gotta be kidding. And I'm serious. I got to my seat 28-0.
So, how was the atmosphere in the dome?
Man, the atmosphere was amazing. You had to be there. All the Falcon fans was there, and they was loud. They let the Bucks fans have it. We had a couple of little Bucks fans in our area. Let them have it.
Yeah, the Falcons started out real fast because, much like you, I think I had just really landed in Houston, and I got to my room, and I think I cut the game on. I blinked, and the score was 21-0. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, when I saw the score, like, that was a typo. But then the next play, I saw the Falcons return an interception for a touchdown. It was 28-0. The Falcons jumped on the Buccaneers, and Tampa Bay might be the worst team in the league. So, Double R, do you think Tampa Bay is the worst team in the NFL? Because Thursday night, if you left Thursday night thinking they damn sure are the worst team in the NFL.
Yeah, the Falcons put 50 on it. Either the Falcons is that good or Tampa Bay that bad. But I'm thinking they can't be that bad, because usually with Lovie Smith, he always have a good defensive team. He build a good defense. So, I can't just quite yet say they the worst team in the NFL. You still got the Jacksonville, who you love for some reason, Oakland. One of them teams got to be the worst in the NFL.
I think that in the Falcons game, I think the Falcons aren't that good and Tampa Bay isn't that bad. I think that was just kind of a best of both worlds, worst of both worlds situation. I do think Tampa Bay is the second worst team in the NFL. I think that Oakland is the worst team in the NFL, and I think Jacksonville is frisky. I think that the problem with Tampa Bay is they haven't shown any fight.
They was in a close game with Carolina first game, wasn't
they? Nah, I mean, Carolina wound up winning by 2 touchdowns. I think the game that they were close with was St. Louis. But they lost to Austin Davis, who he might be better than people think. But by and large, it just seems like Tampa Bay should be a lot better. And Lovie has a pedigree. You know.
Yeah, I just hope they don't fire Lovie after this 1 year down there.
Interesting. You think they'll fire him after 1 year? I think there's nothing short of him doing something inappropriate or illegal that would keep that would allow them to fire him. I guess
so. That's they fired the last guy after one season. They got him out of Duke.
Even well, Shiano stayed 2 years, but even then, Lovey is a coach with a name and a pedigree. He's a Super Bowl. He's been to a Super Bowl. So I think that he gets a pass that coaches without his experience and coaches without those credentials would get. I think they can go 0-16 this year and they still bring him back for the next year.
So you think Love to get 3 seasons out of Tampa Bay to turn this thing around?
At least 2. I don't see how you don't give a coach with his pedigree 2, probably 3 seasons. Like, especially with the quarterback situation too, with Lupman now, he sucks. He's old. He shouldn't even be starting an NFL game. Lovey doesn't believe in Mike Glenn.
He had a good year last year when Jay Cutler was hurt.
I mean, he found his groove. I mean, he found his groove and played. He played a good stretch of ball, but I think that's all it was that he just played a good stretch of ball. I want to spin this away from Tampa Bay to the Falcons. What did you leave that game thinking?
When the offense clicking is clicking, the defense, they didn't play that bad. They didn't play bad at all, actually. But I just know against a high-power offense, they're going to give it up. So, right now, I'm looking at the Falcons. For them to go anywhere, the offense, they got potential to go toe-to-toe with anybody. But they play a good defense. I'm not quite sold just yet. When you put a good defense in front of the Falcons, I want to see how Matt Ryan handled that.
A la Cincinnati, right? So that's the one that wasn't a good, that wasn't a good showing for the Falcons. So
I want to see what they're going to do this week against Minnesota, because Minnesota defense not that bad.
Yeah, I left that game thinking that the Falcons are going to the playoffs.
You think they're going? Well, they could.
I want to go back to our records prediction podcast, and everybody who didn't listen, go check out podcast number 76, where we did the records prediction. And I had them going 9-7. I think you had them going 8-8. And at this point, I think I had them 3-0, and you had them 2-1. So you're kind of right. You're dead the center. But as I go back and look, I see that they can steal a couple of games. I think they can steal a game that I had them losing against the Giants. And I think they could steal the home game I had them losing against the Bears. So I actually look at them as a 10-6 team right now. As of today, I have them as a 10-6 team. And I think that's good enough to get you in the playoffs in the NFC.
Right now, I think they should be the Giants. Go handle business. When Chicago come back, I can't say just yet. I want to see them after the Giants game. I can make my prediction.
That's cool. As far as Thomas Dimitroff, we did the Thomas Dimitroff report card. That was podcast number 78 or 79. I forget off the top of my head. But he's built this team to, hey, basically, fuck defense. We're going to outscore you. Do you agree with that model?
No, I don't agree with a good defense win every day. And right now, Matt Ryan ain't the... I know everybody love Matt Ryan. They're going to hate me when I say that. He's not the elite quarterback that can do that. Somebody like Peyton Manning, maybe Drew Brees, Brady, they know what's going on. They know what the defense doing when they sit there. So they're going to at least a couple drives, they're going to get you a touchdown or they're going to get you a field goal range. I can't say Matt Ryan can do that every time he get a possession.
So let me spin it this way and be devil's advocate. Why can't Matt Ryan take the leap and then he be one of the people, one of the elite quarterbacks? Because if he makes that leap this year, then the Falcons can win by outscoring people, right?
He got to be. This ain't really going to go far as how Matt Ryan play, how he going to take him.
I agree, but I think Thomas Dimitroff, and again, I'm not a big Thomas Dimitroff fan, but I think he's equipped Matt Ryan with some of the best toys to play with. Whenever your fourth receiver is Devin Hester, who they've used very creatively so far. I mean, you can't be mad, right? You got Julio, Roddy, Harry. And then Devin Hester. So that's a pretty formidable four receiver core right there.
True, but I don't think Matt Ryan has it in him. They call him Matty Ice. When have you had that drive that take you down there when it count and win the game?
Oh, you preaching to the choir. I said this and Calhoun normally gets mad. You like Matt Ryan if you're down by two or three, but you hate him if you're down four. If you're down four, you're going to lose the game. He's not going to.
True, I hate him when if you need a touchdown.
Exactly. If you need a touchdown, it's game over. But if you need a field goal, he going to make it do what it do. So I still see the Falcons being good enough to go to the playoffs. I think what the Falcons need, actually, is on deep. I think they need, of course, everybody understands, some offensive line help. And they need a defensive playmaker. Like, who's that one person on defense who you can be like, wow, this person is a playmaker?
We don't have one. The best player on defense is William Moore.
Well, William Moore and Paul Wardlaw, I think they neck and neck or whatever. I wish we had a clown here. Just somebody who you could, somebody who other teams fear. You know what I'm saying? We don't have that young defensive player who young.
They're not fearing nobody on our defense.
Exactly. Yeah,
Corey Beerman, I'm on the team, I'm running right at his ass.
And trust me, they are running right at his ass. But yeah, Double R, I know you're gonna drop off for a minute and come back with the picks part. But before you drop off and I talk to Calhoun and Mr. MOB, I just want your thoughts on Roger Goodell and I know in his press conference if you saw it, if not, just your thoughts on should he go or what should he do to resolve this situation. Because most of the people are is not as big than Ray Bryce and Adrian Peterson. It's more about Goodell and how he's wielding his power. I just wanted your thoughts on that.
I read in his press conference, I heard bits and pieces of it, but from what I can see, he's trying to cover up a lot of stuff. So,
do you think he knew about Ray Rice's situation?
About Ray Rice, and it was another situation he was, they were saying that he covered up. I can't remember what it was. Did you hear about it? It was something else happened that he covered up or something.
Nah, I'm not that familiar with it. Let me ask you this. October 1st is coming with Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Should he still be commissioner while they were trying not wearing that pink for support of breast cancer?
He probably will be, but I think they should just fine him or something. He should take some kind of punishment. I wouldn't say get him out of there.
Yeah. I think he should go. But I think that honestly he should suspend himself.
He's not gonna do that.
I mean who would? His job is $44 million a year, so who would step down and take any pay cut out of that, right? So
I think he should take a pay cut unless only way I see him stepping down if a lot of people start boycotting the games or something. If a lot of people feel like a lot of women or anything feel like he need to go, I think that's the only way he would step down. They got to force him to step down. I don't think he's going to step down on his own.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Double. I know you're going to rejoin us for the picks part of Picks and Kicks. I'll talk to you in a little while.
All right, fellas. Holla at y'all.
Calhoun, Mr. MOB, Double R, be joining a little later with his picks. What's up, fellas?
What's up? What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Digital Darren?
Can't call it. Week 4. So we've been lately under the NFL. Before we get to the picks part, we're going to kick it today about just everybody's talked about Ray Rice. Everybody's talked about Adrian Peterson. Roger Goodell has been missing in action.
This is that, right? I don't mean to cut you off, but I just want to wish you happy birthday, man. Let your listeners know you just celebrated a wonderful birthday, bro. Congratulations on your trip.
Thank you. I went to H-Town. Shout out to Black and his wife for showing me love. Shout out to the city of H-Town just in general. I normally walk around one deep. You know what I'm saying? I go from city to city by myself a lot of times. A lot of times people, you know, they show me as much love as they can. You know what I'm saying? And I really appreciate that, Mr. MOB.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like we were getting into, Roger Goodell has been missing the action for most of this. But now he's come up. And he gave his press conference. So I don't know if any one of you guys saw his press conference. I caught bits and pieces of it. So by and large, one of the things that stood out was that they asked him, are you going to resign? Or have you considered resigning? And of course he said no. Who would give up a $44 million a year job, right?
No one.
So I'll pose this question to you guys real quick. Should Roger Goodell resign?
He should have been out. Before all of this happened. He should have been going for what he's doing to the love of my life, football. And all the different rule changes he's doing. I tell you what's even more interesting. He's holding players to higher accountability than he's even holding himself.
And To cut you off, I don't want to say players. I want to go back to last year or the year before last, the Saints, the Bounty Gate. And, you know, basically told Sean Payton ignorance isn't an excuse. And so that's what he's saying now. It's ignorance, right? We're going to get investigated to find out who knew and what they knew. So if the rules apply to Sean Payton, why don't they apply to Roger Goodell?
It applied to Sean Payton, it applied to Greg Williams, it applied to Vilma, it applied to the whole team. Coaches, players alike. He going around here with an iron fist on everyone, but when it's your turn, oh, there's a million other excuses. You're too prideful to even take ownership of it.
Of course you're not, though. You know, that's people in general. Oh, nobody really want to own up to they fuck up, but he done fucked up. He really has. He done messed up big time. And like you say, he been swift with his justice and striking down the iron fist on most of these situations. But he tried to cover it up by coming down and doing all this to Ray Rice, but this could have been less of a big deal if you would have done all your homework from the beginning. So like you said, he not gonna resign. I didn't even know he made $44 million a year, but now knowing that, of course he's not gonna resign.
I thought it was like 20-something. I know he's supposed to be like his base salary is like $3 million.
Nah, he made $44 million, but think about it like this.
Gang of incentives.
It's 32 teams in the league. So that's just like each team giving him 1% of their profits or 1% of their revenue or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Or 10% of their revenue. Which, if you think about it, makes sense. You know what I'm saying? But I want to go to this. October is, and Mr. MOB, this is, you can start it off after I say this. October is breast cancer month, and we, everybody who's in the NFL is going to see everybody from little leaguers up to the NFL trotting out pink, all pink everything, wearing pink garments in support of women and breast cancer. Can he be the commissioner with a straight face October 1st, or is that a public slap in the fans' face?
It'll be a slap into women's face, but because I'm quite sure so many women's groups gonna have their banners out ready to get rid of them, but I'm the type of person, I believe in a person making a mistake. And I'm saying that to say, Ray Rice, he made a mistake. You know what I'm saying? You reacted with anger, and now you should never hit a woman. And then Adrian Peterson, he just disciplined his child. So it's like, you know, I feel like those guys deserve a second chance. And if I got to get him a second chance, we got to give him a second chance.
Dude, Roger Goodell?
I know Calhoun feeling a little different because of the rule changes. And like he's been saying for years, why make changes to something that's already perfect? But
yeah, it's an old saying, if it's not broke, don't fix it. When it comes to Roger Goodell, as far as second chances, the problem is this. Too much is given, much is expected. One. Two, you set the president. So, if you were Paul Tagliabue, and you, it's not so an iron fist, you know, once a kid come in the room, you're not grabbing the belt, you're trying to have a conversation with him. He come back in the room, you give him a punishment. He come back in the room, then you get the belt. But you coming in, as soon as he come in the room, you throwing him out the house for not emptying the trash. And that's what he's been doing his whole time being here. So now, next man up. Now it's your turn. Now you have to act just as swift. You're not even suspended.
He should have suspended himself. That's his get out of jail.
Down, took a leave of absence.
That's his get out of jail free card. To donate 10% of his salary and suspend himself, at least for the month of October. At least for the month of October, for breast cancer awareness month. Me personally, he's not going to do it, but that's a PR. Somebody's telling him to do that. He has a PR team
that's
telling him to
do that. He's an arrogant douchebag. That's what he is. He's a amongst all. He's not gonna make that move. He's haughty. He's like, who the fuck?
What do we call him on this show?
That Goodell. That brother. And he living up. Look at his smug ass. You gonna tell me what to do? First off, make money, then talk to me. Roger Goodell not doing none of that. He's above the law in his eyes.
He's taking the George Bush approach.
Exactly.
Well, he's not.
That's exactly what he's doing. At the end of the day, he's a with money, and he's acting accordingly.
He works for the owners, right? So a lot of this is him taking a lot of heat off the owners.
No, he's not. No.
He's the face of ownership.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying, that the owners pay me the face.
The rest of the owners ought to step in and do something, because the Ravens owner, he did his part. I think it was a little harsh, but he, by cutting Ray Rice and then releasing him, he did his part, you know.
I disagree.
Trying to save faith for his organization.
I disagree. He did that. It's basically leave jail before leave town before they run you out. Once the mob started coming, he just saw the mob turn in the street and say, hey, you got to go. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think he did right. If he would have did that, if they would have moved this swiftly, because I think we all can agree that the NFL, the Ravens, they knew exactly what happened before they
admitted.
Everybody knew exactly what happened. So if he was going to do what the right thing was, the right thing at that time would have been either A, to cut Ray Rice then, or B, if you did bid for leniency for Ray Rice, stand up and say, hey, we feel everybody, what you just said earlier, Mr. MOB, we feel everybody deserves a chance. We don't condone him hitting women. We're going to suspend Ray Rice for 8 games, and his whole salary for that time will be donated to women's causes.
First off, I want to know when is somebody going to grab their nuts or grow up hair. All because some hoes, hairy armpit hoes and some hairy leg hoes come out with some signs. How dare he hit his girlfriend? The league should do something about it. No, bitch, the league should be in charge of football. That's what the league is in charge of. It's not an advocate league. It's a football league. So, they need to grow up there. Hey, made a mistake. We're going to stand by. We're going to try to get some counseling. Blah, blah, blah. Maybe they're still going to be here.
Not like here. Riley Cooper.
Like, oh, exactly. This running around here saying, and he still got a job. But these two guys, oh, man, complexion for the protection for the collection.
Paul Mooney gonna kick your ass for saying this.
If his old ass kick my ass, I deserve it.
Mike, Mr. MOB, what were you about to say?
No, I was like, Calhoun is right. You know what I'm saying? That's absolutely right. Like, when is the player association gonna grab their balls and be like, okay, now, yeah, he did it, but y'all doing a little too much, you know? He's an NFL player. There was something that happened in his personal life. And yes, they have been disciplining people for events and things that don't happen in their personal life. But come on, man. Like, really, Ray Rice is pretty much out of football. He don't have a team. Ain't nobody probably going to touch him. Mm. Until somebody stand up for him and say, hold on, okay, yeah, he made a mistake, but he deserves a second chance. His career might be over.
He's a sacrificial lamb, and they're raking him over the coals. I think it's pathetic. I think it's disgusting how everyone's acting so perfect, and who you have to account to me, and all that type of jazz. It's get out of here, man. And all because he's and that son of a bitch, DeMarco Smith, wasn't that DeMarcus Smith?
DeMarre,
that motherfucker. That tongue, that tap dancing son of a bitch. I tell you what's the problem. One of the biggest problems is, Michael, you know this one. Gene Upshaw, see how we know these guys? Anytime anybody did something with Gene Upshaw, what he was doing? Well, he was fighting everything, wasn't he, Mr. MOB?
You going to bat for him?
Yeah. He's a former player, not a snake lawyer like DeMaurice. I don't like the name Maurice anyway. He's a former player, so he stuck up for players. So I think that's another problem. Get him out of here.
On a personal note, why don't you like people named Maurice?
I said that after that.
What I was going to say, that's crazy. Because, like you said, they going, everybody, oh, you need to answer to me. Why do I got to answer to groups?
I think it's money involved. Well, he has to answer about the child, because the child is visual, right? So once... It's one thing to say I whipped my child ass. It's a whole nother thing for people to see whips and stuff on these. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but anybody who ever got a whipping,
and we understand that. But then you got a lot of people who never got whippings who they can't fathom that.
That's what I think the problem is. The white people ain't never got no switch. That's why they all on TV and sports and saying he whipped them with a tree branch. He whipped them with a switch.
I think the problem is nobody's standing up for themselves. So a group of people, and you said something that was key a couple of weeks ago. Remember what you said about that mob?
Oh, the problem with the bloodthirsty mob is that they never quench, basically, something like that. I forgot
that's exactly what you said. The problem with the bloodthirsty mob is they never have enough blood to quench their thirst. And that's exactly what's going on. These folks are walking around here with wish torches. The NFL need to do this, need to do that. No, this is a company. So if someone, if an employee beats at IBM, beats his wife, and the video come out, is somebody going to say, IBM need to be an advocate of women's rights and all this and that and the other?
I think somebody will. I'm going to stop right there. I think somebody will because it's the age where you can stand up to, the little guy can stand up to the big guy to a degree.
I'm about to say, no. This
to a degree.
No.
Because Roger Goodell is showing you it's only so much you can stand up to the big guy. Because he's going to hold, he's not moving, right? He's going to show you, hey, what a person in power is supposed to do.
Yeah, he's about to weasel his way out of all this.
Exactly. So, I think then we're going to slide away from this topic. But I think that the reason that they come at people is because, hey, IBM, nowadays, everybody's worried about the bottom line. If IBM thinks that employee getting somebody will hurt $1 of their bottom line, he'll be gone. And they'll do something about it.
But it ain't. And they're not.
We can agree to disagree on that.
Beating holes.
But I'm saying,
because every now and again, a woman need readjusting. Not that I do it. But every now and again, some of them get tuned up.
But
I never seen a quiet woman get her ass whooped.
This is a damn podcast, though, not.
the views is Mr. Cavill.
Women need to be tuned up.
I don't hit women, but I do understand. I never hit one.
Disregard that last thing. Yeah, don't pay Calhoun no attention.
Man, you can leave that in there. Now we gonna stand up for the little guy. The little guy now is the guy who's not a faggot and who?
We're not gonna stand up for the women beaters.
Nah, we're not gonna stand up for the women beaters, but we're not gonna condemn
them. All right, with that, let's go to some football action. Actually, that's a nice segue to the You Suck and the Lewinsky Awards.
Oh, okay.
So let's go on to start off with the Lewinsky Award. Get some Lewinsky from you this week, Calhoun. I think it's only one.
Matt Ryan.
Well, I was going to say the Falcons, but Matt Ryan. Go ahead.
Well, I get the Falcons.
Cause the whole team.
Yeah, because even the sorry defense. Everybody showed out. They showed up and showed out. They hung 50 on them bums in Tampa Bay. I mean, we had a great night. That was
beautiful. But wasn't Tampa Bay one of your teams to watch in our NFC preview?
And listen, we're going to have a mid-season new picks and what? That was before the. You seen the. I'm not gonna go into that.
Hey, I just want the world to know that Tampa Bay was one of your surprise.
Hey, we want to talk about me. Wasn't Jacksonville yours?
I'm still riding with Jacksonville.
Boy, you riding on the sinking ship, buddy. They right behind Tampa Bay.
Double R, who you give your Lewinsky to?
Well, I'm gonna be biased. I'm giving it to the Falcons. Put
56
points up.
Yeah, that's our best ass whipping. I think me and Calhoun said that since New Orleans. So, you know, since 1973. We old, but not that old. So, all right, Mr. MOB, who do your Lewinsky Award go to?
My Lewinsky Award have to go to the Falcons. Because I'm going to say the Eagles. Now, the Eagles got three come from behind victories from being down a few points.
You can't give it to the Falcons, can you?
It's like pulling teeth.
You're gay.
They didn't beat nobody.
They put 56 up on the NFL team.
Yeah, it's 50 points.
Yeah, if anything, I'd give it to the Falcons defense. The offense did what you know they can do. They can score points. The offense can score, but you got to say the defense because I'm going to say the defense. Well, you know, I say the Falcons defense because Devin Hill's to run that punt back. That considered a defensive touchdown.
That's a special team touchdown.
What special team? But you know they punted off. Defense make you stop.
Hey, moving right along.
So I say the Falcons defense get a little Lewinsky because they scored points and they really shit now Tampa Bay to non-existent. So I say the Eagles and Tampa Bay. The Eagles team and the Falcons defense.
All right, this Darren, I think Lewinsky can only go to one team or entity, and that's the Atlanta Falcons. From top down, from Arthur Blank to Thomas Dimitroff to Mike Smith to Matt Ryan to everybody on the team to Paul Warlow, anybody you can think of.
Even, this is one big origin.
Even Corey
Beard. Don't you do that. Nope, stop that.
Robert Alford, everybody you can think of, especially Julio. Falcons ass-whipping given out. That's probably the sharpest they've looked since I've been alive.
I've never seen 50 points from
the Falcons. They've only done it one other time right now. The Saints in 73.
Goddamn right, on the Saints. 60 of them.
Exactly. So, my Lewinsky goes to the Falcons. Let's transition from the Lewinsky Award to the You Suck Award. You Suck Award, I started off. My You Suck goes to Tampa Bay.
Stay right there in the
game. Yeah, you can just stay right there, man.
Stay right there in the game.
They might be the worst team. They are really looking at, if they don't change something, quarterback, because Luke Manau look like shit. Lovey looking to have an 0-16 team. I know they won't go 0-16, but...
Oh, Lovey won't make it.
He'll make it because of his pedigree.
Lovey about to be on ESPN NFL Countdown show.
He'll make it. 1 year, he'll Super Bowl. He made it to a Super Bowl. He'll make it through. If Mark, put this down. If they go 0-16, Lovey will make it to next year. I bet money on that.
Week 5, week 6, they still playing like this.
Remember
when I have a press conference.
Okay, he
got it out.
3-13.
He makes it through. This is his first year. He makes it through 0-16. He makes it through this year, period. Point blank, period. That's Darren speaking.
Maybe.
Mr. MLB, who's your Lewinsky Award? I mean, your You Suck Award, excuse me.
Tampa Bay. That's hard to. That's everybody in their right mind watching any football. Last week,
though,
Tampa Bay was the worst thing smoking.
But everybody in their right mind last week would have said Atlanta were the best thing smoking. But you didn't want to say Atlanta.
No, I didn't. But I'm going to give it to Tampa Bay.
I'm going to
give it to
Tampa Bay
like that. They get a double win.
Double R.
I got to
give my You Suck Award to, I'm giving it to fucking Aaron Rodgers, man. You fucking let me down. I got you in fantasy. You let me down. You lost a game. You ain't put up nothing but 7 fantasy points.
Is this in the DigitalDarren.com podcast league or in your other league?
This is the other league.
Okay.
In my Digital Darren league, I got Phillip Rivers. He did okay. I lost him to Mr. MOB this week by 3 points. In Digital Darren league, I'm 1-2.
I'm gonna do a triple, I think. We can say Tampa Bay, of course. Titans look like pure garbage up there in Cincinnati. They did the same thing. They were giving up nothing but Nick. They had old Goose Egg, I think, until like the garbage time. And they scored a point.
Hold on. You didn't say the Falcons and Cincinnati made them look the same way.
Now, the Falcons had 10 on them. They scored 10. But, the Titans looked horrible. They Goose Egged them. I think until like they got 7 points at the end. But then... I'm going to give it to them, Tampa Bay, and I'm going to give it to Geno. Geno single-handedly lost that game with Chicago. They was in that game. They could have won. Geno strikes again. It's about time to bench him and go and let that dog fighter do what he does and get in there and maul somebody.
The Jets record is what, 1-2 right now?
Yeah. That fat motherfucker Rex Ryan ain't going nowhere. And he like a fat man on the bus. He ain't giving up his seat. And they damn sure ain't going nowhere with Geno Smith.
Mike Vick can get him to the playoffs in that AFC. And that AFC, Mike Vick can get him to the playoffs.
Mike Vick will give us some exciting plays, some glimpses of greatness, what we used to be seeing in Atlanta, but he's not going to no playoff. Come on.
So to wrap it up, Calhoun, you giving 3 people your You Suck Award.
Yeah, I think they deserved it.
Alright. So let's go on to go to the picks. Starting off Thursday, first game, the Giants at the Redskins. The line is Washington by 4.
I like the Redskins, and I think I would take them by 4.
I'll take both of them, the Redskins and the line.
Is it that you don't trust the Giants or you trust Kirk Cousins?
I don't trust. Well, look, you got 2. So I'm going to go with the young one. The other one, he's a retarded kid with a new toy. The Giants look like trash. I don't care if they did beat the Texans last week, because I'm going to tell you what else. Redskins battle with the Philly, with the Eagles. So I gotta go with Kirk Cousins.
Mr. MOB.
Yeah, think the Redskins, they'll take the spread.
I agree with y'all. Redskins win. They take the spread as well. All right, the next game is Green Bay at Chicago.
Green Bay at Chicago. I'm going to say Aaron Rodgers, it's time to win, man. Come on, Mr. Double Check. I like you to beat Mr. Cutler. Cutler should have lost Monday night.
I'm going with Chicago.
The line is Green Bay by 1.5.
I would take that.
I'm going with Chicago.
This Darren Green Bay wins, and they cover 1.5. Next 1 o'clock game, Buffalo at Houston.
I would take that, too. I like Houston.
Give me the screwed up, Cliff.
The line is Houston by 3. Calhoun going with Houston. This Darren, I'm going with Houston, too.
Nah, I'm going to take Buffalo.
Why are you taking Buffalo?
Is Aaron Foster playing?
It don't say he out.
If Foster playing, I take Houston.
You got to say one or the other.
Nah, you got to hold your nuts on this one. Reach down deep and grab him. If you can still find him.
Oh, I
got to
go with... I'm going to go with Houston then. Because I don't know if
he's
not playing.
Pussy. All right, in honor of all of us going with Houston, we're going to screw this last second. We're going to screw this part up.
We all got Houston winning.
All right, next game, Tennessee at the Colts. The line is ended by 7.5. I say in the win, they don't cover. This there.
Tennessee at the Colts. I like the Colts.
Mr. MLB, in the win and they cover.
Calhoun, in the win and they cover.
God damn, y'all think Tennessee
that? Yeah, I think
they that shit, yeah. Okay, that's all I ask. Next 1 o'clock game, Carolina at Baltimore, the Steve Smith Bowl.
Oh, Steve Smith gonna stick good porno dick in these cats. He gonna turn the presents into kitty cats. Give me the Ravens for a lone dicking.
The line is Baltimore by 3.5.
They cover.
I like. Oof. What are they saying about Cam? I haven't seen the injury report. Is he playing?
Yeah, he playing.
I'm gonna take Carolina. I'm gonna take Carolina. What's the line?
Baltimore by 3.5.
I like Carolina. Who's their running back? Is not Davis.
I think it's Jonathan Stewart.
He coming back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking Baltimore.
I think they kick Carolina as just out the strength of Steve Smith. I think they win by touchdown. I'm taking Baltimore too. Next is Detroit at the Jets. You were just talking about Geno.
J-E-T-S. No, Lions.
The line is Detroit by 2.
Lions and the line.
Yeah.
I like Detroit.
Okay.
I think Geno will mess it up.
Line is Detroit by 2, so I'm assuming you take that line all day.
Yeah, I'm taking that line. I wonder how long they're going to let Geno sit there and fuck up the games.
Digital Darren lines in the line, too.
That money is easy as a kid having $100 in his hand and a stroller. You can just go and take that and keep walking. That's easy money there, son.
Win yourself a little money, huh?
Get yourself a little money. That was, a blessing.
Hey, here go a little bit more money. Tampa Bay and Pittsburgh. The line is Pittsburgh by 7.5.
This must be the porno section of the store. Go on in the back. Go on to go to get them Steelers and get them one.
Oh, God.
I would take that. How they look, how Tampa Bay look against the Falcons, I'm taking Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh might beat them by 14.
How many do you think Pittsburgh win by? I'm sure we all going to say the Steelers win, but how much do... Mike, what do you think Pittsburgh win by?
More than that fucking ass line.
I said about 14 or better. Tampa Bay can't give a repeat performance last week. Lovie Smith will get fired after the game.
I think he'll be on the spot fired. I think somebody come tag him in like it was rational. If it get to be 40 to zip. Somebody gonna come tap him in like, woo! Somebody gonna Ric Flair him.
They are announcing on the game. Lovie Smith has been fired. Get it on the third. He'll get fired.
Yeah, he'll get it, boy. Don't let them folk lose like Lovie keep your job. But they gonna 7.5. They could have gave him 7 more. They gonna lose by more than that spread.
I say this, Darren. I say they lose by 10. I say the score is 17-27.
I think more. They put up 30 on Carolina.
I say they lose by
14. 17-31. 14, like Mr. MLB said again. Is Tampa Bay the worst team in the league, real quickly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worse than Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Jacksonville frisky at least, huh?
Yeah, for now.
Yeah.
For now.
Now, it's early in the season. Mid-season, they'll be in rare form by mid-season. All right.
I said, Jacksonville gave up a little scuff of the shirt with wrinkle. That baby got the shit slapped out of him and didn't do that.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah, somebody had to come break up that Jaguar.
Yeah, at least somebody had to break up the Jaguar fight.
Tampa Bay ran home crying.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tampa Bay was crying and getting the car.
All right, next we got Miami and Oakland. The line is Miami by 4.
I like Miami.
I'm going with Oakland again. I went with them last week.
You
almost got the Patriots. I'm going with them
again.
I about to say they let
you down. I was going to say, I don't see 20-9 is almost getting the Patriots. I go with you. They covered for you, though. They covered the spread, but they didn't win. This, Darren, I agree with you, though. I think Oakland win this game. I think the wheels are falling off of Miami quicker than you can think.
They really are, but it's still the Raiders. But they do have Tannehill. I'll go with the home team.
Oakland's the home team.
Shit. So I'm going with Oakland. I don't trust the Raiders, but I damn sure ain't trusting what they're doing in Miami.
All right, next game, beginning of the 4 o'clock game, in Jacksonville to San Diego. The line to San Diego by 13.5.
My God, I'm not going against me. This is the biggest line we've seen so far, isn't it?
Yep.
Going to put old Phillip Rivers with another W on that.
Yep,
Phillip
Rivers.
I
want to
take 13.5, but I like San Diego.
Darren, I'm taking Jacksonville. I'm going to take them till they win the game.
Thank you. Thank you, D. You keep on letting me win. I'm going to get the belt messing with Darren. Come on with it.
He did like Chris Berman every year picking the Chargers to win the championship. That's his team. Keep riding.
I said Jacksonville going 8-8. At some point, they're going to make me look good.
Hey, every time you pick Jacksonville, we need to do like Chris Berman. What? What?
Oh, man. The next game. Oh, excuse me. Let's go back to the Raiders in Miami. That game's in London, by the way.
Oh, I'm going with Miami then.
Oh, this guy, come on, man.
I didn't know it was in London. I didn't know they was in London. I said the whole team don't count. Side note, whenever they go to London, I think both teams should be away games. I don't think it should be a home team and you're going clear across the world. I think it should be both of them should be away.
Agreed.
Another great job by that Roger Goodell. Thumbs up your ass, bitch.
Anyway, the next 4:25 game of the Falcons at the Vikings. Line is Atlanta by 3. Teddy Bridgewater first game. Falcons cover. This Darren speak.
No, I'm rolling with the Falcons.
Falcons cover is going to be a good one. They don't have any tape on Teddy Bridgewater. Mobile quarterbacks get him a handful because we got people like Corey Beerman rushing. So, we know how athletic he is. So, he's going to give him a fit, but...
He's as athletic as a Chevy celebrity is fast, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So, I think we beat them, though.
Oh, man. It ain't going to be no good, man. We're going to kill the Vikings. Because the Falcons put up plenty of points. And the Vikings can't. No AP. Teddy Bridgewater ain't going to do enough. No, the Falcons killed him. I'm not gonna. Last week I was just being ass, just going against the Falcons. But now all my picks are gonna be realistic. So the Falcons kill the Vikings.
The next game, excuse me, 4:25, Philly versus San Francisco.
I like Briscoe to get back on track to knock the undefeated Eagles off. Come on, Briscoe.
This Darren, the line of San Francisco by 5. This is Darren. Flip that line. Eagles will win by a touchdown.
Well, you know me, I'm sticking with the 49ers. And I think we win, but I don't think we cover the spread 5 points.
I think Niners win. They're going to pace them. They're not going to let Chip Kelly just come in there running loose and tie the defense to the second half. I think they're going to win. They're going to hit Nick Foles is beat up because Washington put that wood on him. Yeah, he tough.
All right. 8:30 game. Saints at the Cowboys. Like I was saying earlier, I think that this should be more of a rivalry than it is. I mean, just by geography, New Orleans is just as close to Dallas as it is to Atlanta. So I know we don't like them. We hate them. It seems like that would be kind of a little mini rivalry, too.
They don't see each other, though.
Good point. That's an excellent point. Darren speaking, the line is New Orleans by 3. The Cowboys are 2-1. I told you they'd go to the playoffs.
I still think like Philly's only going out that division. But this game, I got the Cowboys winning.
For real?
Saints look like shit away from home.
Cowboys look like shit all the time. They just ain't played nobody.
They do. They do. But they're at home. Saints don't look good at home. And the Saints, quiet as cup, is going through some stuff. You seen Rex Ryan and Sean Payton were arguing last week. They're really going through some kind of stuff.
I like the Saints to go in there and embarrass Dallas.
Is it that you like the Saints or that you just hate Dallas?
I hate both of them teams a lot, but I hate nothing more than just hating them Cowboys. They shouldn't be an American team. They're the most overrated team in the NFL.
Mr. MOB?
Yeah, I'm going to go with my Saints pick, man. We're going to take the Cowboys. I'll take Tony Romo.
You know Tony Romo. I like Tony Romo.
But, Mama, there goes that man.
I'm going with Drew Brees, man. I can't go with it. I like Tony Romo, though, but keep in mind, they were losing to the Rams 21-3. Or 24-3.
Keep in mind the Saints lost to the Browns.
Browns better than the Rams. If you want to go by that thing. The last Monday night game is the Patriots at the Chiefs. The line is New England by 3.5. You can't just up and say New England gonna win anymore.
You sure can. I mean they really, you talk about the other one, Mike, with the shirt getting wrinkled, but them folk come out in a fight like who won? Nobody know who won.
And that's a great analogy. New England's like an old boxer who used to just destroy everybody.
Yeah.
Now he going to the limit. And
Roy Jones.
Yeah. He relying on the cards, and you know it can go either way. You know what I'm saying? So you hate to see a team like this. They seem like they just maybe they'll catch up and find their groove, but right now it seems like they're just slumping through the regular season. And honestly, they look like a first-round loss to somebody.
They do. Right as of now, anyway.
Right now.
To all you fantasy fans who got Tom Brady on your fantasy team, in the words of Buddy from Taken, good luck. I want to say the Patriots. I really think the Chiefs, so I'm going to pick last.
I like New England.
This Darren, I still think the Patriots win this game. I don't think by much. If they win, they win by one. But I wouldn't be surprised if Kansas City
won. So you want to take the spread?
Oh, hell no, I want to take the spread.
It's a cold day, boy, when the Patriots play the Chiefs and you can't cover 3.5.
Mr. MOB?
I ain't gave now upset pick, so I'm going to go with the Chiefs, you know? Like, this Chief might.
Hey, what the hell do you think Oakland against Miami is?
They're an upset pick. They about even, aren't they?
Yeah, they are about even.
Miami ain't nobody. Oakland got potential, at least. They got some good old ass, man.
Oh, so you said
got a bunch of never
won. So you said like me, Miami's a bum rock.
Yeah. Yeah, who we thought they were.
And who we thought they were. We love them on the hook.
I'm gonna go with the Chiefs, man. I ain't letting hope. My fantasy quarterback and my fantasy defense step it up and we get a win against New England Monday night.
New England is looking like trash. I mean, they really are. When you seen that game with the Raiders really could have beat them. It was the receiver tipped the ball, it hit his hands near the goal line, and they intercepted it. That's how Vince Wilfork intercepted it. That's how they got away with the win. So it's hard for me to pick them, but I'm not going against Tom Brady, especially when it comes to that Alex Smith. I'm going to pick the more superior. Give me Tom.
Tom over Alex.
Give it to me. Yeah.
That's a better white name, isn't it, Tom? You find a couple of black people running around here named Alex. You
yeah, I'm not going with that.
You don't find too many black people named Tom, dude. No.
Except for that Uncle Tom Jackson. What'd you say?
Tom Dubois. Oh, God. All right. Thank y'all for listening. This has been DigitalDarren.com. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.